here at Talk 104.1 for more than a decade. Week after week, he shared his message with such passion, a passion driven by his genuine concern for others. To Matt's family, we offer you our most sincere condolences. We wish you peace and comfort during this time. From all of us at Talk 104.1, thank you for sharing him with our station and the Ozarks every Saturday morning. He will be deeply missed.
God, I want to thank you for allowing us to know a man like Matt Kenobi. What a blessing that you have shared him with us. Would you please comfort those that loved him during this time of grief, during this time of mourning? Be with his kids and his wife in a special way. As we remember Matt Kenobi, I pray we would value our friendships and our families, because tomorrow we don't know who will be here. God, would you raise up more men like him from the next generation? People of courage, who love their country, who fight for freedom, and let his life be one that points many to Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
KSGF listeners. This is Sarah Myers, producer of 104.1 KSGF. As many of you have known, our beloved Matt Kenobi, host of The Gun Show for over 10 years, has passed away. Today we wanted to honor him, allow our listeners who are a part of our KSGF family to pay respects to him. Today in studio we also have our co-hosts, Craig and Dee, who've been a part of the show for quite some time. I wanted to go ahead and extend a thank you and to a gratitude for all of those who have listened to Matt for over the 10 years that he has been with KSGF. I also would like to thank Craig and Dee, who give an hour of their day each Saturday to come in, and I thank them for coming in today. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Sarah. We're glad to be here to honor Matt today. It's tough for all of us. Matt is going to be missed. For those of you that don't know, last Saturday, Matt Kenobi had his final gun show, and we were privileged to be with him and part of that for a period of his life. Just a little bit about the accident. Matt's car broke down on Highway 65, and he'd called a wrecker, and there was an accident with the wrecker, and Matt got behind the wrecker as it was backing up, apparently, and lost his life. But for those of you that were with us last Saturday, and Dee and I were, I guess the remarkable thing about it was, as he always did, he had an opportunity to kind of share his testimony and God's plan for our life with our listeners. Do you remember that, Dee?
Could I quote Craig, his exact words, 13 years before his 13 hours, excuse me, before his passing, at 8:10 in the morning, last Saturday, these were his exact words. Folks, it's common sense that tells you in America that we have a problem and we have no peace. Most people that have no peace is because they haven't found Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So, if they have no peace in their life, they're trying to find this peace and satisfaction through other means, such as drugs. And as long as there is a desire for these drugs, They're going to capitalize on the business of drug trafficking to fuel Americans' need for this peace that they're trying to find. Matt concluded his comments right after that with these words, and I quote, "Well, folks, this show, we try to identify the problem and then give you the solution. Whether it's in a personal defense tactical situation or in a situation where you're trying to find peace and eternal salvation. And so, if you're not saved, get saved, because sooner or later, we're all going to end up standing in front of the Lord. It's like Hank Williams Sr. said in an old song, no matter how much you struggle and strive, you're never going to make it out of this world alive. So, folks, you've got to think about the other side of the coin and the other side of the equation." Those were the exact words of Matt Canovey last Saturday from this very studio.
Well, God bless Matt Canovey. Hours before the Lord called him home, he's fulfilling the Great Commission. And I don't know that many of us are as faithful to do that as Matt was, and using this platform to not only promote his business and personal safety and get people thinking about issues that they wouldn't otherwise, to be including that obligation as Christians that we have to fulfill the Great Commission. Just remarkable, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Matt was born in St. Louis back in 1956, and was 63 years of age. But at 19, he became a United States Marine that was going to live with him and that he was proud of for the rest of his life. Of course, he had a bachelor's degree in police work. He'd worked in St. Louis. He worked in law enforcement all over the world. He would tell us a few things here off mic, but sometimes he'd go to different countries to train law enforcement officers and didn't tell us, or couldn't tell us where he was.
His family accompanied him, I believe, on some of those adventures.
Absolutely. So Angie Canovey and his children, Carlina and Nathan, and Nathan's his son-in-law, and Dominic and Nicholas, and his brothers and fathers-in-law, mothers-in-law. His family was from Italy. Italian immigrants of Modena, Italy. Grandfather was Giuseppe
Joseph, yeah,
Canovey, and he had a wonderful family and thousands of friends and listeners. But what a tribute to this man that just 13 hours before his passing, that he would give testimony that will live in the hearts of listeners and be repeated over and over again. What a wonderful man, and it's been an honor, Craig, for you and I. I've been on the program off and on now for 4 years. I think I counted up. It's 200 times that we sat here at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, and I listened to Matt give advice. Stay safe and keep training.
That's right.
Right?
That's advice for us in every aspect of our life, I think. For those of you that are curious about the celebration of Matt's life and the funeral services for Matt are going to be held today at 1 o'clock at Camp Niangua. It's a Christian camp in Niangua, Missouri, east of Marshfield, about 30 miles or so east of Springfield. The address for that, and we're going to repeat it several times, and it's also available on the KSGF website. It's 7627 State Highway M in Niangua. That's 7627 State Highway M in Niangua, Camp Niangua. 1 o'clock today. Angie, in these COVID times, decided that we needed to locate a place to celebrate Matt at his funeral that might accommodate anybody that wanted to come. So for that reason, funeral services under the direction of the Butler Funeral Home in Bolivar will be held today at 1 at Camp Niangua. So for those of you that want to come, we'd love to see you there. One of the longtime callers to the show, Battlefield Bob, has called in, and he's on line 2. Hello, Bob.
Yes, I will try not to cry online. You'd think a man 72-year-old wouldn't cry, but this was a great Marine, Semper Fi Marine. And our heartfelt thoughts and prayers are with your family. But, you know, he was a Marine's Marine, and his compassion and passion for his fellow man, for what he did for Springfield, Missouri, for telling and training, no one will ever take that position. But I hope that KSGF, that UD and you, sir, will keep that light shining, because Matt would want this to go on. I don't know anybody that can get in that. Perhaps you all do. But because the love of Jesus, Matt, we're going to see you in glory land. Thank you for standing up for God, guns, and guts. Thank you for being a great Marine. Thank you for being a great American. In Jesus' name, see you later. Bye for now, y'all.
Thanks, Bob. You said it perfectly. Said it perfectly. I mean, he stood his last post on earth last Saturday. But now he's staying in post in heaven with Jesus, and we appreciate that. For those of you that didn't know, and many of you did, Matt was a big supporter of Freeway Ministries here in Springfield, a ministry to help men, men out of prison, men dealing with substance abuse and addiction, recover from that and have an opportunity to know the Lord. In lieu of flowers, the family has asked that donations be made to Freeway Ministries. Now, I won't give you the address. It's available on the KSGF website or on the Butler Funeral Home website in the obituary. But you can give online at freeway-ministries.com. That's freeway-ministries.com. So that is one way that if you want to celebrate Matt, you can make a donation to Freeway. We may have information on a scholarship fund or some other financial support for the family later on, but we don't have any information to give you today, but we'll make sure that we provide that information to you as it becomes available. Dee, what sticks out in your mind as in all of our time with Matt? What do you remember?
Well, I talked to him a lot, and I talked to Angie some. Over the years, I purchased a couple of weapons from him, and I learned that he was a terrible dancer, and I learned that he couldn't sing and carry a note and was a terrible singer. And that's about the only fault that I could ever hear about anybody say about Matt. And I've had a grandchild that passed away from cancer a couple of years ago, and I've had other sicknesses, things that came along in my life with some bypass surgery here a couple of years ago. And every time, Matt, he cared, he wanted to know sincerely, not, hey, how are you? How are you doing? Nice to see you. Have a nice day. It was always, what can I do to help you? What right now do you need? Do you need prayer? Do you need something that I can do for you? And I would say, well, I've got a grandchild that wants to be trained. I will do it free.
Mm-hmm.
I will do it free. Whatever I can. In fact, my wife took the course. My wife said she wanted to buy a machine gun.
I'll sell her one, Dee.
She wanted a full metal jacket. So she went out there, and, uh-huh, and the first three machine guns knocked her over.
Uh-huh.
And then Matt finally found a 22 semi-automatic that she
right
can handle. But I don't know how many people he's trained. It's in the thousands.
It is life changing,
and he's changed life for many people.
Well, excellent observations, Dee. We've got to step into a break, but we're going to come back and hear from Scott at Wildcat Tool, a longtime show sponsor.
I'm Carricker from IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com and The Gun Show. I advertised on Matt Canovey's Gun Show for many years. We've been friends for, oh gosh, probably over 10 years or more. And it's really sad that Matt was taken from us like this. Lucky for him, he was a Christian and he's home now. So I know that he's okay. Unfortunately, he left behind all his friends and relatives, and we're the ones that have to suffer through it, missing him and not having his influence. Matt was a great guy. He actually helped me become a much better shooter and trained my sons. We had a wonderful time at his range every time we went there. He was just a very giving man. He was a true servant and a true Christian. We're gonna miss him terribly. His influence on our area and everybody that he came in contact with was amazing. And I only hope that his dear wife, Angie, and their kids, they can all get through this. They know that they have the KSGF family to help them. So we know that we'll miss him. Matt, you were a great guy. We know you're home. So we look forward to seeing you again in the other side. Take care. God bless everybody in your family and in you.
This is Drew Wheeling with Wheeler Services. Matt, I'm really going to miss you. I appreciate the friendship that we had. You taught me how to be a better shooter, a better private investigator, a better protector of my fellow man. You were always there to train us and teach us the law about training and how to protect ourselves and how to protect others. And I appreciate the conversations that we would have at Panera over a cup of coffee. I'm going to miss those. I can't even imagine what your family's feeling right now. I pray for you and them every day. I'm not going to say goodbye. I'm going to say that I will see you again, because I know that now you've taken up your post with St. Michael and guarding the pearly gates. I love you, and I hope that now you're truly at peace.
Well, welcome back, folks. Matt is with us in spirit today. Not in the flesh, but we are here to celebrate and remember Matt. And one of the folks that wants to help us do that is Scott at Wildcat Tool, longtime show sponsor. Scott, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing good. Just nice, clear, sunny day, making us busy. But I'll tell you what, I'd known Matt for quite a while. Best thing I can remember is anytime I needed advice on anything, guns, people, food, my health, anything, I could always ask him, and he always had the most serious, dedicated answer, and I took it every time, and he was never wrong. He's a very caring, stern trainer at gun handling and situational awareness, which shocks me how this happened, because every time I've ever been around him, he misses nothing, and he's always out for safety. He always made sure you understood everything he said, you know, and why it should be that way. I went to my first training with him, and I probably learned more in 8 hours than I'd learned in years. It was amazing. And, I mean, some of my family are even police. And he made me look 10 times better than them. But I was just planning my next class with him, hopefully this summer, that new class he was going to have. Which, you know, I really hate that I didn't get to do that. But in his service to the country, of course, I appreciate all veterans. And I know he was a Marine, and he was very proud of that. And I told him I was very proud of him being in our service. Big thing about him is I know God meant a lot to him. And he prayed for me several times and helped me out a lot. I know God's got a super new guard at the gate, and just always love the people that God gave you, because he'll need them back someday. I just know I'm really going to miss him, and but he's stuck with me no matter what. And, you know, I'm so glad that I met Matt and got to have him teach me about lots of things, because it's made me, I feel, made me a much better person. But anyway, I just wanted to let everybody know how we feel here at Wildcat.
Well, thanks, Scott. We appreciate that. We're going to be going here shortly to Wayne in Springfield. Hang on just a second, Wayne. But I just want to make one observation. We're so busy with time these days. Time is the most scarce commodity that we have. And Matt always took time for his friends. And remember, Matt Canovey never met a stranger. Everybody was his very good friend, and I was proud to call myself one of them. But after our show last week, Matt would always, if I wasn't in the studio, he'd tell me in person, he'd send me a text and just tell me, "Great job, thanks. You've done a great job." Well, I didn't do a particularly good job. I didn't do anything except show up and, you know, do my bit. Great job. He was always there to encourage. And for all of us, we can take that life lesson from Matt. Take some time to tell somebody else, "Great job," and lift them up, because one of our jobs in life is to be encouragers of others, because we're not meant to get through life on our own. Wayne in Springfield, we appreciate you calling in to the Gun Show. What's going on?
Good morning, everybody. I was very upset what I've heard, and I put my feelings down on the paper, and I like to read it real quick. My heart goes out to the Canovey family for the terrible loss of their loved one and to the entire Gun Show family. I knew Matt for over 9 years. I called into the Gun Show many times. I saw Matt many times at Walmart. We spent 15, 20 minutes talking about guns, politics, and the Gun Show. Matt had a heart of gold. He was outgoing, and he cared about people and their safety when using guns. Matt, you'll be missed, but not forgotten. And I want to thank the Gun Show for allowing me to express my feelings. And God be with you, Matt.
Thanks, Wayne. You said what many of us are thinking. Thank you for getting that out there. We appreciate it, and I know that Angie and the family does as well. You know, we hope that many of you can say your final goodbyes to Matt at the funeral today, which is going to be at 1 o'clock at Camp Niangua, east of Marshfield, about 30 miles east of Springfield, Camp Niangua. That's going to be 7627 State Highway M. And in lieu of flowers, feel free to make a donation to one of Matt's very, very close friends, Freeway Ministries here in Springfield, freeway-ministries.com. Well, Dee?
Matt had shots fired. And as I go out in the community, people will say, "Hey, I enjoyed listening to you on Saturday morning." And I'm like, "Well, thank you. What did I say recently that you like to hear?" And we like to hear Matt Canovey's shots fired. And I'm like, "Seriously?" And Matt started that, and it bothered him to, you know, 3 weeks ago there were, what, 36, 38 shots fired? Yeah. And that really bothered him. And he would look at the locations and see the locations were all over Springfield. And the drug epidemic, it bothered him. He wasn't just talking the talk. I mean, he really cared about the epidemic, about the increased drug usage, about coke and meth and drugs coming up across the southern border. And he mentioned it, like, you know, every other Saturday. I mean, he would talk about it, and he knew about it because he'd worked law enforcement. He had friends in law enforcement that worked the southern border problem there, and I mean, he was the eminent expert. And you know, Craig, death's going to come to us all, just like Matt said last Saturday. And in this case, it's a sting. There is really a hurt. But all of us, you know, death doesn't always come the way that it's supposed to be, or the way we think that it's going to happen. It doesn't happen that way. And so every person that from the beginning of time, we know we're not going to live a physical life forever, but there is an eternal life. And the thing about Matt is that he preached it. he preached it. You could walk away from this program on Saturday and say, preach it, brother, because you knew exactly what he said. The first couple of times that he mentioned Jesus Christ, I was kind of like, shh, you're not supposed to do that. You can get us kicked off the air. And Matt said, listen, this is my program.
We're not politically correct.
He'd say, I'm not politically correct. I can say anything I want to say. Well, then a couple of weeks after that, I'd say, Matt, would you mind if I quoted Proverbs? Would you mind if I quoted Psalm? And so forth. And he'd say, go for it. Go for it. And you tell them the way it is. That's the way Matt Canovey was. He didn't pull any punches. You knew exactly where he stood. How many people on the morning of the last day of your life can witness like he did to 5,000 people that listened to this program? I mean, what a tribute. The last words on this program that came out of his mouth. And so I know Nick Reed played that, the producer. Sarah, you got that little clip and played that on Nick Reed's show last week. And
we did, yes.
Maybe sometime we'd like to hear his last words again.
Sure. Absolutely.
You know that when Matt invited me, Judge Rusty Johnson, when he was going on his hiatus and he needed somebody to help out with the show, and he called me and he told me those same things to you. It was a little frightening. Yeah, come on the show. We're not politically correct. I said, well, I was thinking in the back of my mind, well, I don't know that I want to be involved in that, Matt. What are you talking about? We're not politically correct. What do you do? But as our longtime Gun Show listeners know, nothing scandalous is said on the show. Terribly scandalous anyway. I think you've referred to Elizabeth Warren fairly disparagingly from time to time, D. Wampler. Is that true?
Yeah, he didn't care for Elizabeth Warren or Nancy Pelosi, Charles Schumer, and you knew exactly where he stood. And I remember a couple times callers would call in and disagree with him. And once or twice they'd kind of call him a name. And Matt would say, get off the air and don't ever call this program again. And they didn't. They didn't.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, we're going to take another break and hear from some other folks that want to help us remember and celebrate the life of Matt Canovey.
I'm Stacey Bright. In 2012, Matt Canovey took a chance on me, a newly certified firearms instructor. Our visions aligned, and he took me under his wing. Over the next 6 years, I learned so much more than I ever knew existed in the realm of personal protection and the use of a firearm. Matt pushed me to train for real-life situations. He taught me how to teach others, and he always stressed that if I couldn't demonstrate a skill, my students couldn't have faith in learning it. Anyone who knew him or took a class from him can attest that he shared his faith openly. If you don't know Jesus, there's no better time than now. His life is an example of how quickly we can be taken without warning. One of Matt's favorite catchphrases was, everyone's favorite four-letter word is free. Folks, as he would say, salvation is free. All you have to do is ask. Matt's legacy will live on through everyone who had the privilege of meeting or knowing him until we meet again.
My name is John Stroop from Freeway Ministries, and me and Matt Canovey became friends years ago, probably 6-7 years ago, maybe 8 years ago. One thing I like about Matt, I loved about Matt is Matt was a cop, and I come from a background of crime and drugs, and by society standards, me and Matt should not have been friends, but Matt was a good friend, and Matt believed people could change. His philosophy was, the only way you can change crime is if you change the criminal. Matt would always say the average criminal commits 100 crimes. How do you change crime? You change the criminal. And then he would plug Freeway. He would always give us a plug and invite us on the show. And Matt trained our security team. He would give his time to us. He never would accept any money for that. He did it for free. And our security team is 90% felons. And our head security worker, who has 13 felonies, said that dude never treated me like a criminal. He always treated me like a person. Matt was a good man. And I appreciate that about him. His son would stay at my house during the week for two summers in a row, and this ex-police officer, which is really, you're never an ex-cop, you're always a cop. This cop would pull into the driveway to a convicted drug dealer's house and pick up his 11-year-old son, and trusted us. That's the thing that I really admire about Matt, is that Matt was always about change, and he's a good man, and he loved Jesus, he loved the Lord, and I don't have a doubt today on where he's at. The Bible says that God is not the God of the dead, he's the God of the living, and Matt is alive. Matt would not want people to be sad. He would want people to continue to live and continue to try to help change people's lives and protect the community and make this world a better place.
Welcome back to The Gun Show, folks. Dee Wampler and I are here in the studio with Sarah, our producer, celebrating the life of Matt Canovey. And Dee and I were talking off air, what would Matt want us to do today? And we both agreed that he'd want us to remind our listeners of the three rules of gun safety, which are treat every gun, Dee, like it is loaded.
Assume that it's loaded.
That's right. Keep your muzzle pointed in a safe direction, and always keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to fire. Be sure your target and what is beyond it, folks, because every bullet, if you're having a shots fired, has a little lawyer riding on top of it looking for a client.
Yeah, the longer that you knew Matt, the more you realized really what a remarkable man that he was. And I can't help but think that he saved a lot of lives over the years that he's had this program, by getting people in training, by telling them what the law is. You know, one thing you can say about a person that says it all, that he was a good man. And it's a dedicated family man, a loyal friend, a faithful man of God, all of those things. And like I say, we never know when the end is coming, but Matt had his bags packed, okay? He had his fire insurance, and he's separated from us now physically, but not a final separation from the God that loves us. And the question that Matt has said before on this program, And I would kind of say off air, preach it, brother, preach it. He'd say, where, if you would die today, would you spend eternity? When the Lord calls his people home, there is happiness in heaven in that situation. And if you are a Christian, then you believe there is life after death. But if you're not a believer, and he talked about these things, I would go to Crossway some and see him there, Pastor Eddie Bumpers, that he thought a lot of there. If you're not a believer, don't take any more chances. Don't live another day. Don't gamble with it. You better get ready to possibly meet death today by confessing your faith in Jesus. And, you know, who would listen in to a program about guns and gun safety and get lessons like this from Matt Canovey? All of a sudden, you're thinking about the rules of gun safety, and the next thing you know, somebody is preaching to you, and you're listening to the program on Saturday morning saying, you know what? This is the only program of its kind. It's got to be unique. But that was Matt Canovey. He was unique.
And, you know, I think the lesson is, and everybody knows, that death comes unexpectedly, but much like I was laying in bed of a Sunday morning last Sunday, and at 6:30, my phone's dinging, and it kept dinging, and more texts are dinging. And it was my friend Dee Wampler letting me know that Matt was gone. And it was Craig Jones at Country Home Elevator, where Angie works, letting me know that Matt was gone. And take Matt's name out of that text and put in your father's name, or your best friend's name, or a coworker's name. When your phone goes off, it could be somebody else. And if you've got an opportunity, folks, to make a difference in somebody else's life, do it today, because there might not be a tomorrow for them, or it might not be a tomorrow for you. Make a difference today. if you're going to, you know, you've been always saying to that friend that lives a little bit away, we need to get together and go out for dinner. We need to have a nice dinner. Do it today. Don't do it tomorrow, because we're not guaranteed a tomorrow. You know, we were doing the show last week, and that part of the show, that segment where he was telling folks that they needed to get saved, and I was doing the section on three pieces of overlooked tactical equipment, and he said, "Craig, yeah, this is a really hard transition. I'm going to hand it off to you, Craig." And the first thing that came to my mind, Dee, the words that I didn't say were, "Well, let me tell you, folks, the number one piece of overlooked tactical equipment in our lives today is the Bible, because it's our instruction manual on living life." And I didn't say it, and I regret that. And we don't want to carry a bag of regrets with us through life. We want to carry with us a bag of accomplishments of doing the right thing. And sometimes doing the right thing is hard to do. And we got to give ourselves a break when we don't do the right thing. But at the same time, we need to do our best and put our best foot forward. You know, there's a lot of folks that are going to miss Matt. Friends of mine that we shared in common, Brendan and Terry Marshall at A Advanced Bail Bonds, they're going to miss Matt. They've been a great supporter of the show for years and years and years. So make sure that your call, before you call Dee Wampler and Joe Passanese, is to Brenda and Terry at A Advanced Bail Bonds. Isn't that right, Dee?
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, Angie, his wife, is a
25 years.
Yeah, that's good. And Carlina Canovi Lambert is the daughter, and her husband, Nathan Lambert, and then he's got brothers, Leonard, Tony, Dino. I haven't met his brothers, father-in-law, mother-in-law, Ralph and Joyce Green, and he's got brother-in-laws Nick, Steve, Chris, and Joe Green. He's got quite a family here.
Well, it's an Italian family. It wouldn't
you
be
think?
Small.
Lots of nieces and close family members. But the two sons, Dominic and Nicholas, and Matt was so proud he'd come in and say, "Well, today we're going on a hike," or "Today we're going to go, what, shoot turkeys," or "We're going to go hunting. We're going to go somewhere." And he would look forward to it, to take his sons. I mean, what a great thing that you can do as a small boy to spend time with your father and learn how to be a man.
You know, you mentioned that, and for those of you that don't know, it's bittersweet, but Dominic and Nicholas were with Matt when he died. So as Matt was going to meet his father, his sons were with their father. And I know, as awful and tragic as that is, I think it is remarkable that he did not die alone with strangers. He died with family, going to be part of his heavenly family. And I think that, looking back on that, I hope that the boys realize that was a privilege to be with their father and a duty to be with their father. And I hope we all have that opportunity. Tough stuff. Well, Sarah, you've been around with Matt for as long or longer than I have. So what are some of your Matt observations?
Well, I was Matt's producer for 4 years, and you can really get to know somebody, you know, just hanging out with them for 1 hour each Saturday. You don't realize how well you really do get to know somebody in those short conversations that you have with them. Matt was always really good to have conversations with me before the program. And as many of you know, my fiance, he's in the military. And so that was something that Matt and I shared conversations about quite a bit. And sometimes I would have to be late to the program because I would have to drop my fiance off for military training, and he would have to get on a plane and go away for a couple of weeks. And I would always have to tell Matt, you know, "I'm going to be a couple minutes late. I'm going to have somebody different in for a couple minutes." And he was always so good when I came back, because I was always very emotional and sad that I had to drop him off. But Matt would always say, "Well, did you get your man taken off?" And I would have to say, "Yep." And he would always say, "Well, hun, don't worry about it. He'll be back in a couple weeks." And every week that I'd come in, "Well, does your man come back this week?" And that's what he always called my fiance, was "your man." And he'd always be really happy to see me and Ryan. And I went to quite a few of Matt's excursions that he did outside of the radio program. He had little meetings at, you know, different places, and they would call them the ATF meetings, and they would smoke cigars and drink beer and just have a good time. And I was usually the only female there, and everybody was always so kind and courteous, and he would always introduce me as his producer to the radio show, and that was always something that I will miss of him. And we were always doing something together when it came to my schooling. He always extended a really great hand to help me, and it wasn't just criminology stuff. I studied criminology and media when I went to Drury University, and so he would help me with my criminology and tell me, you know, what is right, what is very important that I need to highlight, underline multiple times, and definitely study. But he was also very helpful when it came to my media. I went to his personal range to shoot videos for my classes, to educate students at Drury. I have interviewed him multiple times for little articles that were in different multimedia journals at school. And, you know, I really just appreciated that about him. I knew that whenever I had a project and I needed somebody that was well-versed, well-educated, and willing to help, I knew that I could always reach out to Matt. And so I will miss him for that. And for the last couple of weeks, I haven't been producing the show. One week I moved, one week I had my niece's birthday, and then one week I had my birthday, and so that's why I hadn't been in for the last couple weeks, and I'd been training our new amazing producer, and I kept telling Matt and all of our Saturday show guys that I wanted to come in and produce the show one more time just to kind of say bye, because I didn't get to say goodbye to any of them, and that is something that isn't like me, because I'm a very sentimental person. And so I'm very sad that I didn't get to come in and do that last show and just kind of say goodbye and hand the realms over to the new producer.
Well, Sarah, thanks. We missed you last week, and I know Matt did too, but he's glad that we're all here today together celebrating his life. But let me tell you something. One thing that I will not miss about Matt Canovey is the following story. Every morning I'd walk in. Now, some days I'd get here. Now, Dee, you tell me if this was true. Some days I'd get here first. Craig, how's business? You know, he'd say. Now, if he told me this story once, he said it 150 times. I had a lawyer friend in St. Louis that would always say, divorce is up, crime's up, business is good. Did he say that to you, or was that just me? Was that my thing? Was that my thing with him?
No, he would say that, and I would kid him, and I said, Matt, I'm in a growth industry.
That's right.
He'd always want to know how business was.
Oh, Matt. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to step into a break here, a couple more tributes from some friends of Matt, and we'll be right back with you on Matt Canovey's Gun Show.
My name is Victor Young. I am with U.S. Law Shield. I first met Matt when he was vetting our company. Matt had a passion for bringing education and training to everybody, and he was making sure that our company had the same mission, same ideas that he had, and he was really looking to protect the public. He really was kind of a part of my life in that while this man was a warrior, he was a warrior for Christ. And I believe he was a very faithful man, and he was very devout in his beliefs. And for me, that was kind of a role model in how to conduct business and train for, you know, what could be lethal activity, but yet with a servant's heart.
My name's Robert Miller. I was an instructor for Matt Canovey, and hand to hand, I've been a martial artist for a long time. What I'd like to say about Matt is his generosity. If you could say something, everybody, I know it would be train, train, train. That was his motto. You know, how do you say goodbye? You know, Matt was not afraid to die. Absolutely. So, you know, he would not want any of us moping over him. Absolutely. You know, it was his turn to go home to God. So, he really believed that, you know, you should, if anything, be happy for him. And that's, thank you very much for the opportunity to
express myself a little in remembering my friend.
Well, friends, we're here today at Matt's Gun Show. Again, Matt's not here with us in the flesh anymore, but certainly is in spirit. And we just really have appreciated and enjoyed the times that we've been able to share with Matt doing this. I'll tell you what, Dee, of a Saturday morning, one of the things that I liked about doing the show for the years that I've been involved, and it's only been about two or so, is it gives you a purpose to have something to do on a Saturday morning. I mean, everything's important, but when you have to be somewhere and people are depending upon you, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling to have to get up and be somewhere to support somebody else, doing what they love, helping them be successful. And that's something that I think I learned from Matt is we're not meant to go through life alone. We're meant to support each other and lift each other up. And he's a great encourager.
And, you know, so many of the talk radio shows, and I listen to them, I'm like everybody else, it can make a difference if it's an intelligent show with someone that's intelligence, that is the host. And his seminars that he had at Hard Rock Coffee, his training programs that he had, I mean, he was the real deal. And he believed what he believed. I know we've talked about John Stroop at Freeway Ministries. He really believed in Freeway Ministries. And no matter how far down you were, you may have bottomed out, but at least then you had nowhere to go but up. And it didn't matter who you were and what kind of criminal record you had or a past. Matt was there to help you and pull you up. And honestly, if we could put on his gravestone something that I would like on mine, is he made a difference in people's lives. And that's what I have to say about Matt Canovey.
Well, I'm going to get up on the soapbox just a little bit, and you know, I tell you what Matt would say sitting here on my right is, preach it, brother. The reason Freeway Ministries is successful is because at a time of a man's life when he needs the right information, they give him accurate, correct information and train him up in the ways of the Lord. What Matt did in firearms is he would make people successful in protecting themselves and their family by giving them, on this show, accurate information. And folks, we're living in a time right now, a unique time in the world's history, where all of the information swirling around us right now, no one trusts it. No one trusts what they're hearing to get accurate information. And if you have inaccurate information, it can kill you, folks. It can get you kicked out of your house. One of my good friends today thought, because she heard something on the TV, that she didn't have to make a mortgage payment. And so she didn't. And then she was surprised when she got the letter from the lawyer that says, you and your family, during this time that you're out of work, have to be out of your house in 3 days. And everybody on Facebook that was commenting on this horrible post said, well, you don't have to pay your mortgage during these times. They had inaccurate information. Only if you have a certain kind of mortgage do you not have to pay it. And now she and her family are potentially out on the street. And what Matt would say is, you got to go out and get the right information, folks. So Matt's legacy, I think, through the show is, make sure you're getting accurate information and do something about it. Listen to vetted information from reliable people, from reliable sources, and make sure that you're living your life based upon accurate information. So, you know, I think that's one thing that he'd want us to say today is not only with guns and gun safety and gun training, but with life. Surround yourself with accurate sources of information and do your part to make a difference.
And when you associate with people like Matt, a rising tide lifts all boats.
It does.
And when you associate with someone like that, you can walk away saying, you know what he said was true. I need to think about that. Maybe I was wrong on a particular matter, and I think I'll listen to what this person said. I know the first time that I ever met him, he was on the opposite side of a lawsuit. And I have to honestly say, who is this guy and why is he helping the lawyer on the other side? And he was producing a video in a case that I had that was an outstanding video that was presented to the judge. And this is many years ago, and I ran into him a year or two after that, and I said, oh, I remember who you are. You're the guy that really hurt me bad in that lawsuit. And he said, well, you know, D, I was just being a professional, and you're a professional. And next thing you know, we were friends. He said, why don't you come on the program sometime? And he had another lawyer on the program at the time. And I said, well, okay, all right, if you're sure that you want me on. But when you think of a person like this, how did he affect your life? What changes did he bring about in your life that would not have occurred except for knowing Matt? And I'll tell you what. Not burning your bridges is a lesson that I learned from Matt Canovey the first time that I ever met him, is don't burn your bridges. If you have a little tiff with somebody in your family, if you have a tiff with your next-door neighbor or somebody like that, come together and talk it over and apologize if you have to. Let it go. You know, sometimes Matt would say, what will it matter in eternity? And how true it is. So I'm glad that I didn't burn my bridges. I'm glad that he invited me on the program and we became friends. And that's one thing that I take away from knowing Matt Canovey.
Hey, I'll give you an amen on that. Friday before the last show, I had a topic, and it was about misinformation, and I had some photographic evidence of a local police agency doing the wrong thing, and I had asked the police agency about it, and they said they could do that, and they didn't realize that there was actually a state law saying they couldn't do it. And I said, Matt, maybe we can work that in. And he kind of said, well, Craig, you know, we could, but have you thought about this? And he kind of backed me off of that, saying, you know, and that's kind of along the don't burn your bridges line. And that was Friday, D. That was Friday. He was holding me back, and I appreciated him for that. We've got from Crossways, Sean, at Crossways, the Sunday school teacher at Matt's church. Sean, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I just wanted to share how much Matt and Angie and Dominic, Carly, and Nicholas mean to our family. I first met Matt probably a decade ago going through his class, and then a couple years later I started attending Crossway and met them, and became the Sunday school teacher there for Matt and Angie's class. Got to know them really well, and I know my wife is close to Angie and book club and all of that, and I gotta say I've had many coffee meetings with Matt, and just appreciate his dedication and love for his family and to the Lord. My son was on the scene that night. Him and Dominic are best friends, and I just got to tell you, our heart goes out to them, and found out about it pretty quick, and just praying for Angie and for their family. And I just want to reiterate what you guys have been saying, that you know, everything that Matt and I always talked about, he would always bring it back to faith and how trusting in Jesus was the only way. And I can just tell you from his rich discussions in our class, both him and Angie, that that he did love the Lord, and that's where his trust was at. And I'll always remember that about him. Not only
Sean, we're going to have to
gun safety.
We're going to wrap it up now. We appreciate you, and we appreciate all that you he meant to you and your family. Today's funeral services for Matt Canovey will be at Camp Niangua, 7627 State Highway M in Niangua, Missouri, at 1 p.m. today under the direction of the Butler Funeral Home. More direct information is on the Butler Funeral Home website. Look forward to seeing you there. Dee, it's been an honor to work with you and with Matt all of these Saturdays, and we certainly will miss him. I think what Matt would want us to say, as he signed off every day on the gun show, is that
we'll say it together.
We say
stay safe and keep training.
That's right. Everybody, thanks for joining us this morning.